Aaron, how did you and the club come to the decision for you to play on?
Yeah, look, really happy to be at the club for another year. Still got the drive and the passion. Still feel like I can contribute to the side. And really excited to be there for another 12 months.
When making the decision, how strongly did you consider retirement?
I didn't consider retirement, considered a lot of things. Had a really good chat with Ross, Chris Bond and Steve Rossich, and we all come to a good answer, and as I said, I'm really happy to be part of the side again next year.
And what do you see as your role next season? Are you hoping to play every game, you and Sean share the ruck? How does your role look next year?
Yeah, look, obviously I get a really big kick out of trying to guide and develop and grow the younger ruckman, and I'm not really sure on how it's all going to work, but prepare as best I can, and see how things go as the year unfolds.
So there's been no discussion around the number of games and for you, is that what you're saying?
No, not at all. Look, it'll all be about having a really strong summer and getting fit, and obviously those discussions will happen as the year unfolds.
Are you confident your body can hold up? I mean, this year has been a battle with the calves, etc. I know the knock from Nick is a bit out of your control, but in terms of your body and holding up, can you play more games than you have in the last 3 years?
Yeah, look, I hope so. That was something that did cross my mind, later in the year, as I haven't been able to get back out in the park at this point. But I feel we've got a really strong strength and conditioning guys, and our physios and doctors are, I believe, are the best in the game. So I feel like if I get my body right and have a bit of luck go my way, I should be fine.
Clubs aren't playing to genuine ruckman anymore. West Coast is, but that's the only team that's doing so. Do you feel that you guys would be in a position to play both yourself and one of the other developing ruckman next year in most games?
Yeah, look, West Coast are going pretty well, so I see no reason why you can't have two ruckmen in the one side as long as one's been able to contribute up forward.
Can you do that then? Can you and Sean? You seem like similar players, although the West Coast ruckman, like Lysett, is probably more of a forward sometimes than a ruckman.
Yeah, look, we've got all summer to be able to work on that, and hopefully both of us can stay fit and, see how it trials.
Some would fear maybe you might be stripping the potential of Sean to play every game and develop his skills. Do you see it that way, that there might be a possibility that it might slow his development down by having you play?
Oh, look, I'd hope it fast track. I remember coming through as a young guy and spending a lot of time with Simon Easter, and was fortunate enough to be able to play a season with him down at East Fremantle while he was on the list as well, and I got so much growth and development from that, which I think really fast-tracked me, so I don't see it as a negative.
You playing this weekend?
Yeah, look, we'll train again on Thursday, which will be our main training session, so it'll be a test come then.
What have you done in recent weeks to get yourself right to be able to train hopefully fully this week?
Yeah, built back up and had a pretty solid hit out come last Saturday, and then obviously a bit lighter today, and we'll get through training on Thursday and see how things go from there.
Would there be a benefit in you playing, or is it just you wanting to play, or is there a benefit at all just playing the last game of the season?
Yeah, look, at this point it's all about just been getting the rehab right and getting the K's back in the legs, so we haven't really spoken about that.
Aaron, what's your reaction when the side loses like it did on the weekend?
Yeah, look, we're all disappointed as a playing group and a coaching group, but it's in the past now. We've got to bounce back and prepare to the best of our ability this week so that we come out and perform on the weekend.
The coach has obviously copped some criticism. Why would you want him to stay on, and what do you see that he's bringing to this group?
Oh, mate, he's the hardest working coach in the game. He's first in the door and the last to leave, and he wants success as much as anyone at the footy club, and we're all right behind him.
Where do you think the club's at in terms of the state of its rebuild at the moment? How long do you think it's going to take to get the club back into a finals contender?
Yeah, look, it's hard to say, but all I know is that as a group we're working extremely hard and trying to fast track as quickly as we can. We've got some great kids coming through that have got games under their belt, and you can't buy experience, so obviously, we're disappointed with the result on the weekend, but overall, we feel we're trending in the right direction.
You might not be aware, but Brendan Goddard's no longer at Essendon after today, and with Jared Waite's leaving North Melbourne as well, a similar age sort of brackets as yourself and some of the other guys who have been re-signed. Why do you think this club's made the decision to re-sign their 30-year-olds?
Well, I think because we've got a lot of kids coming through, and you need a balance of age and experience as well as youth coming through. So, you know, I feel the guys that are, you know, been around a while can teach and guide and bring these younger guys on quicker with them being around than what they would doing it by themselves.
Is there a bit of a drive for you, and I go back to my previous question, after the weekend's loss and where the club sits, for you to play this weekend to try and just rest the ship a little bit for the last game of the season?
Oh, look, you know, we as a group know that we want to come out this weekend and put in a better performance than what we did on the weekend. So we're all driven as a group to, you know, bounce back this week and play some really good footy, and I've got no doubt if we keep preparing well, we will.
With players like yourself and Hayden re-signing, do you think you've got the right balance now with the youth and experience, or do you think it's worth looking at some of those experienced players to add into the group?
Yeah, look, all I know is that the youth we got coming through is really driven as a group, and the experienced guys are really willing to share their knowledge and pass on as much as possible. So I think we've got a pretty good balance of the two, and you know, I think it's good to see some of the senior guys hanging around.
Fike spoke yesterday about 2016 being the toughest time for him in the club. What's been the most testing over your 17 years to be?
As personally or as a team?
Personally, or also the team, yeah. So let's start with the team.
Oh, look, I think you have so many ups and downs along the journey as a team. I don't think you go through a season without having some disappointment, and that's the game we're in. Personally, yeah, hard to say.